Butler gets inside and bangs it home. Finishing touches on another Jimmy Butler masterpiece. His third 40-point game of these playoffs.
And the driving force for the Heat, who are up 1-0 in their series against Boston, Dallas, and Golden State tonight. We get Kevin Harlan. So you had Mike Breen and the ABC ESPN crew doing the East. TNT gets the West, and Kevin Harlan will make his debut as the voice of the conference finals after Marv Albert retired.
Yeah, hello?
Yes. And, Kevin Harlan, who threw a little shade at OBJ recently when they showed OBJ at a game.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan football different than Kevin Harlan basketball.
That sentiment is shared by a lot of people.
I mean, it just...
Right between the eyes.
I don't know. He's fine. Doesn't move my needle one way.
I once, as a little kid, got Kevin Harlan's autograph when he was the voice of the Missouri Tigers. And then he went on to be the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs as well.
Yeah.
Before he went big time.
So you're saying, since I don't have cable, and I usually listen to stuff on the radio, you're saying... One side is ESPN, the other side's TNT.
Yep, they split.
Technically, how is
kind of like what's been happening with hockey,
right? Between the two of them, which one's better? You know, broadcast wise, I'm just wondering.
I like Mike Breen a lot. You've got TNT, you get the inside the NBA crew,
which I know you like,
so which trumps everything. But Mike Breen is good, and Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy have been together long enough that they form a nice pair. Reggie Miller's with Kevin Harlan, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Not a Reggie guy?
Yeah. Not necessarily. But it's, I mean, I like how they split it. But anytime you get, I wish the inside the NBA would do all of the studio shows.
Which you've said before, yeah.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith and Jalen Rose and Michael Wilbon and Greenberg, I can only handle for so long. I mean, and it's probably because everybody that does a studio show, regardless of sport, is always going to be held to the standard of the inside the NBA guys. And that's not fair because they're on a whole different level with the chemistry that those four have. And everybody, just like people tried to replicate, hey, I'm bringing a former player into the booth. Can you be like Tony Romo? No, there's only one Tony Romo. Hey, we're trying to do a studio show. Let's make it really cool. Hey, can you guys be like Chuck Kenny, Shaq and Ernie? No, even though the TNT hockey show that has Paul Bissonnette and Gretzky on there is pretty good. It's not on the level of the inside the NBA.
Yeah, it is. I told you, I liked it. I didn't know this was going to come up, but I just was kind of saying it in passing. I like what TNT's doing.
I don't know that I'm enamored with some of the play-by-play of hockey this year on new networks, but their studio shows have come a long way.
Hmm.
And but nobody tunes in just for the studio show unless it's inside the NBA. And you're not tuning in. Hey, what is Paul Bissonnette going to say? What, he's the Patrick Beverley of the NHL.
Oh my God!
You know what is he going to say?
Oh,
again,
shoot.
Pat Bev. Day one, okay. 2 days, too much, too much. Unless he's going to publicly feud on day three with Matt Barnes, and they're going to go like in a debate show. Would you have to have security if Pat Bev and Matt Barnes were on a debate show?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like not a moderator, but an actual security guard.
I would think.
Or
both are fairly out there. Now I don't know how tough. I know Beverly's made a reputation for being a tough, kind of hard-nosed defender. That doesn't mean he could fight. It just means he's tough on the court with officials. And fine potential.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know how tough those guys are. Damn, man. Day three for P-Bev.
He is on. Now he's on.
Gosh. Yeah.
That's okay, too much. Too much. Too much.
Huh. Telling you, man.
I hope he is getting paid well.
Oh, you know he is.
Here is Kevin. Kevin, thanks for the call. Welcome to the show, my man.
Good morning, fellas. DB, I haven't called in for a while.
Yeah, no, I've been checking you out, man. I didn't realize you're so photogenic. You're selective on Twitter, but your golf crew, graduates, not bad, my man, not bad.
Speaking of Twitter, Tier 4, that's our golf, you know, that's us and Bell East and North and Northwest and Brian. And we threw Omaha North in there just because we love them. We announced our... we announced our all tier four golf team. So DB, if you do me a favor, maybe check that out and retweet it on your page because you've got millions of followers.
I got you covered. I like to see Chad. I like to see Mustard's mug plastered in like 3D.
Yeah. And obviously Mustard, you know, he was coach of the year last year in tier four, but this year just didn't get the votes. And that went to Coach Brown from Northwest, who's retiring after this
year.
So it was well-deserved.
Good man.
Hey, with all the sports ending now, you know, we got track here this week and golf next week. Looking at all the schools, let's go Class A. If we were to pick a Class A athlete or a athletic school of the year, boys and girls, what are you thinking? Gretna?
Gretna.
Gretna, they've had a pretty good year. So.
Do they have, three championships?
Geez,
you got football, soccer. They double dipped in soccer. They got
to the semifinals in boys basketball.
Semis in boys basketball.
Yeah. Hey, funny story from Tier 4 golf. You don't hear much from us because we're, you know, we don't make much noise. But districts, Northwest is down in Lincoln playing, and Coach Brown shared a story with us. One kid's teeing off, and his ball goes straight up in the air and pops back into his pocket.
Come on, man.
Do you have video? Come on, Kevin. No way. Not a chance.
Were they like unzipped cargo shorts?
I have no idea. And then we've got one student athlete from Omaha North. He made state, so he'll be our lone qualifier from the Tier 4 land. But just wanted to give a shout out to those athletes because, you know, we don't get much love down there.
Yeah.
And we have fun.
I'll get you on social media. Drive safe out there.
What is Tier 4?
It's like he's got a little ensemble with his coaches and a setup that they do with trying to promote golf.
Kevin didn't offer us to go play golf with him.
You don't want to play with that guy. If you weren't very good with Brian Christopherson and Bruns, you don't want to go with Kevin.
It's all about the camaraderie. Sharon, $18 Mick Ultras.
You've heard him call in several times, right? He is not going to be that guy that's going to be like, "Oh, it's okay, get it."
Well,
you'll get it the next time. He would be merciless.
Now, granted, where we play, Firethorn just ate me up. But if you want to go like to, you
dude,
know, Johnny Goodman, you want to go to Benson.
He's a cynic by nature. He probably wouldn't be all that kind out there.
By the way, speaking of $18 beers and golfing,
you'd be like, "God, DB, you suck."
No, we got to do an event. We got to do a sport that we don't normally do. Why don't we go golfing with Kevin?
Let's start
Kevin, a country
small
club
with
guy?
Like ping pong.
Kevin, a field club guy? Tiburon, Shadow Ridge?
He's play. I don't know. I don't know where he's
at.
Get at him. See if he wants to take us golfing.
He said get at him. Okay.
But so coming up later, Alan Shipnuck's going to join us. Get set. Going to be a great interview. It's coming up at 9. You have an incredible pairing. And if you look at some of the pairings for the first 2 days of the PGA, it's like, wow. But Spieth, Tiger, and McIlroy are together. Now, that is worth five $18 beers to follow that threesome.
Yeah.
Is anybody else going to have a gallery on the course when that threesome is playing? That is Spieth, Tiger, and Rory playing together.
Who's Morikawa playing with? That threesome is fantastic,
too. Oh, They have the setup.
That threesome
are great.
Is way good.
6:54.
I guess when you get to that level, man, I mean, a good chance that who you're playing with is pretty talented.
Yeah, you don't go up to the first tee box and go,
"God, I got to tee off with Sharp again."
Yeah, you know what? I got to work. People are saying that my off the tee is not good right now for your boy. I might have to go take some lessons. Or just get my swing back in.
Yeah.
Right now I got Top Golf swing.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of between Top Golf and Happy Gilmore. Of how I'm approaching
that,
the ball.
That was just on the other day.
All right, so Alan Shipnuck's coming up at 9. He's got thoughts on the PGA Championship and thoughts on his unauthorized biography that is set to come out on Phil Mickelson. So we'll get to that all to come. Good Wednesday show. Glad to have you in. Sharp and Betting in the Morning on 1620 The Zone.